This is Passport to Texas. Shortly after Anthony Tony Amos joined the University of Texas Marine Science Institute in Port Aransas in 1976, he began patrolling a seven-mile stretch of beach every other day. That's how Melissa Gaskell begins her article for the July issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. It's a tribute to Tony Amos, a man who lived and shared his passion for the understanding and conservation of marine life. He passed away in September 2017, but his legacy lives on among those who knew him and worked with him. Melissa writes, "One of Amos's best-known achievements is the Animal Rehabilitation Keep, or ARC, which came about somewhat by accident. He came across oiled birds and sea turtles on his beach patrols after a 1979 oil spill in Mexico's Bay of Campeche, and brought them to the MSI campus, building shelters for the birds and putting the sea turtles in unused tanks. That ad hoc effort grew into a thriving marine wildlife rehabilitation facility with a sea turtle building and outdoor bird enclosures. The MSI renamed it the Amos Rehabilitation Keep in August of 2016. Read Melissa Gaskell's story about Tony Amos's life and legacy in the words of those who knew him in the July issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine on newsstands now. We receive support from Ram Trucks, built to serve. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.